Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather weather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy, cooler, got some periods of rain and maybe thunderstorms a possibility throughout the day, and we'll have a high near 60 degrees. Temperature-wise, Kenosha is right now at 60 degrees. It's 54 in Burlington, in Milwaukee 57, and 58 in Racine. Fatal accident involving a motorcyclist in the Racine County town of Raymond last night, 3600 block of 108th Street, according to a Sheriff's Department news release. 911 caller telling the county's communication center that the motorcycle appeared to have first struck a mailbox and then a tree. Operator of the bike did not appear to be breathing. A sheriff's deputy got there first and confirmed that that victim was deceased. A news release has speed and alcohol not appearing to have been involved. It is also not mentioned if the victim was a man or a woman. Before 6 o'clock this morning, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department handled a four-vehicle injury accident at the intersection of Green Bay Road and Highway S in Summers. The initial reports on the injuries included lacerations. Crash was affecting southbound travel on Green Bay Road for a time. There were delays, even a detour. Pleasant Prairie's Mark Jensen, convicted in 2008 of killing his wife in late 1998 with antifreeze, is getting a new trial with an appellate court decision, but he'll have to stay in jail until at least the end of that proceeding. Jensen's attorney sought to reduce his bond from $1.2 million down to $300,000, but the state argued Jensen might use his freedom to intimidate witnesses, maybe even flee the country. Kenosha County Judge Chad Kirkman agreed.
Bond should be set in amount to ensure the defendant's appearance in court. The defendant has been convicted at one time of this crime. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. He is aware that that's a possibility again. What's best in this case for everybody, I think, is for us to have a trial and have a trial as soon as possible. It is set for March. I think the state is correct in their concerns of the defendants talking about flying an airplane and potential intimidation of witnesses.
The new trial for Jensen ordered because the letter from the grave, as it's been called, by Julie Jensen, recommended her husband as a suspect if anything happened to her. It was deemed improper evidence at his first trial, a letter not going to be in play this time around. On the day that his Racine County trial for murder, robbery, and gun possession was supposed to begin, 26-year-old Milwaukee resident Damon Jackson Jr. accepted a plea agreement to second-degree reckless homicide with a dangerous weapon as a repeat offender. Jackson faces up to 30 years incarceration at his January 17th sentencing before Judge Faye Flancher. He was charged with participating in a 2014 failed robbery on Grand Avenue, which led to the shooting death of a Chicago man. Two others convicted on plea agreements also in prison, one doing 10 years, the other 12 years. 12 years in prison, then 3 years of supervised release, the sentence from Racine County Judge Emily Miller for 76-year-old James Barnack. It was a plea agreement conviction to second-degree sexual assault of a minor. The agreement, basically the same as he got in a Walworth County case, according to court records. The man from Waterford, accused of sexually assaulting a girl, beginning when she was 8 years old, lasting until she was 14. The girl's family has also filed a civil lawsuit against Barnack. Ahead of the Racine Common Council accepting a license and welfare panel recommendation for a due process hearing on the Sunshine Supermarket at 16th and Taylor, some of the neighbors to that business told the alderman in the public comment portion of the meeting they don't want that business around anymore. Monica Northington, making reference to a recent homicide in a residence above the business, suggested City Hall could take some blame for this, allowing the business to keep operating with all the activity that's been going on.
And when it gets to the south side of Chicago, Flint, Michigan, or anywhere else, will anybody want to live here? Will anyone want to pay their taxes here or raise their children here? That's the question I have. So you can sit in your solitude while blood runs.
LaTanya Lewis lives right next door. She said the activity in and around the store cannot be allowed to continue.
As homeowners and home renters, if we allow drug dealers to hang outside our house and sell drugs, if we allow prostitutes to catch money outside of our house, if we allow all the stuff that this store allows to happen, we would be evicted or the city would have moved us from our house. We would not be allowed to do this. I'm not understanding why it's allowed by this store.
Nobody spoke in favor of the store, which is facing possible revocation of licenses. The due process hearing, barring any last-minute agreement, would have to be scheduled and could cost upwards of $8,000. What had been a longtime site of Goldblatt's department store in Racine for many years at Racine's Elmwood Plaza, up until a devastating fire led to its demise in 1981, and then Racine Produce was there lasting 6 years in the center space of the shopping complex. Up until 2009, that whole space is going to come alive again. There are plans for a Save-A-Lot grocery store. The Planning and Development Office at City Hall, which includes the Building Department, has been working with officials for Save-A-Lot to get the site ready. Since it most recently was a grocery store, the normal process for approvals won't be needed. This will be the second Save-A-Lot store in Racine. The first is still at State Street and Memorial Drive. GC Heat Transfer Incorporated is going to have an open house complete with ribbon-cutting ceremony celebrating its new location in Pleasant Prairie the morning of November 16th. The plate heat exchanger business founded 25 years ago by two brothers who grew up in the River Falls area. The company has grown from a small aftermarket gasket firm run out of a garage to a multi-million-dollar worldwide business. 2017 budget for Racine County, some minor amendments, then approved without discussion by the county board last night. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave admitting it's a much more aggressive financing plan than in recent years. Supervisor Q.A. Shakur, who chairs the Finance Committee, says it was good to see so many people involved in the process.
I want to thank the county executive, staff, administration, the supervisors, the youth and governance, all that combined together. There were over 123 questions with follow-ups. We appreciate everyone that showed up on those four evenings for the review.
Just one no vote to the budget, Supervisor Ron Molnar, who said that he supports the Pritchard Park plan for youth sports and much of everything in the budget, had some issues, though, with how some things get done.
It's tough to vote for anything that's going to raise taxes in Racine County. I can't do it. I think we worked very hard on putting this budget together. There are some things that we can do a little bit more efficiently and avoid duplication of services in some areas. It's mentioned in some departments, but not in others. There's room that we can still trim back and try to do a little bit better on keeping the tax rate down.
Final numbers for the tax levy with the 2017 county budget, they'll be put together and there'll be a one last vote by the supervisors in the process next Monday night. Heart disease and stroke, two of the biggest killers around. Today is National Eating Healthy Day, created by the American Heart Association to help people improve their cardiovascular health.
So really the main point of National Eating Healthy Day is if you devote one day to healthy eating, then you will know you can do it again and you can learn to enjoy it. So as long as you start off with that one day, that's all it takes to lead into a more healthy lifestyle.
Jen O'Karenin, a registered dietitian at Dean St. Mary's Hospital in Madison, says one of the easiest things to do is to be a little colorful with your diet with fruits and vegetables. The American Heart Association has tips about healthy foods online at heart.org/eathealthy. On the heels of GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump campaigning in Eau Claire and Democratic VP candidate Tim Kaine appearing in Appleton and Madison, Bernie Sanders, who of course ran for president, is going to be in Wisconsin campaigning for Hillary Clinton at the Turner Hall Ballroom later on this afternoon. But he's slamming pharmaceutical companies charging high prices for the insulin that they produce.
So you have an insane situation in which people are dying because they can't afford the medicine they need, or getting much sicker than they should just so these companies can make outrageous profits.
In a series of tweets, which includes a 2.5-minute produced video, Sanders targets Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, calls for making it easier to import lower-priced drugs from other countries. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Well, that's not-